This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Three 3 o'clock hour, Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. Bill Schmidt flying solo. Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer back tomorrow with me. You at 414-799-1250. Hop aboard. Say hi. 105.7 FM, The Fan. Live at 105.7fmthefan.com. Wendy's fresh, never frozen inbox. If you're sitting at work just waiting to get outside, it's not raining like everybody said it was going to. So if you're stuck inside, leave and go do something fun. Like, go down to the Deer District and get ready for Game 2, Bucks and Pistons, down at Fiserv Forum. This would be the day. Like, out of all of the nights that it seemed like you would want to be down there, they were waiting for Sunday. Sunday was supposed to be so much fun down there. And what does it do? A Milwaukee snowstorm in April. A blizzard. It's not too much fun watching basketball on a 40-foot screen when snow is hitting you in the face and when your entire head looks white. It looks like you have dandruff all over your... No, it's actually just snow. Instead, you're going to go out, have a nice sunshiny day, maybe enjoy a cool beverage, maybe hang out and listen to the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show, meet the Big Show after Brewers and Cardinals. That game in the eighth inning right now as Aaron Wilkerson struggles through the eighth inning, gives up a run, and Craig Counsell makes the move. Looks like we're getting our first chance to see Jeremy Jeffress in at Miller Park, and we are. Number 32, donning the blue, waiting up at the pitcher's mound, throwing his warm-up tosses, his first appearance in 2019. We'll talk all about that with Tim Allen coming up here in a few minutes once this game wraps up down at Miller Park. 414-799-1250. Can the NFL get any more attention? Like, do they need any more attention? Tonight, the NFL has one of the best money grabs in all of professional sports. Like, the NFL already hit the jackpot 20-some years ago. Tim, how long have you been playing fantasy football for? Like, 97 years or something like that?
Since 88.
So, since, like, let's call it 98, the NFL finally thought, fantasy football is a smart thing. We should make money doing this, right?
Yeah.
We should have it on our website. We should find new ways that people can play fantasy football and love our product.
They have scroll of stats during game calls, right?
No doubt. Absolutely.
Okay. But have you noticed, though, that the announcers never really allude to fantasy football? And when they do, when like Jim Nantz or Buck or some of these guys, some of these high-end dudes, it's almost like tongue-in-cheek, like they're picking on it a little bit. They shouldn't do that.
Like these fantasy... Oh, for all you fantasy
nerds.
Players out there... Oh,
yeah.
That's the one time you don't like being called a nerd. I get it. It's okay.
Yeah.
You like calling people nerds. You don't like
I
being
do.
Called.
But yeah,
it's more
I
fun.
I work
it's,
with some.
It's way more fun being on the other side of it.
Yep.
So the NFL has that. They already own a day of the week for like 6 months out of the year that used to belong to religion. In Sundays, like they've taken over Sundays. It's not, hey man, what are you doing on Sunday? It's, oh hey, where are you watching the game this weekend?
Right.
Like it's designated you're going to watch football on Sundays. They've now changed an entire weekend in April to where are you watching the draft this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Because we go out and party for the draft. Like
it's
we
cool.
we have draft shows. It's fun. I enjoy it. It's really fun for this seat. We get to go out to Q Club of Wisconsin, eat some chicken tenders, watch the NFL draft. And hang out with Bill Michaels and Gary Ellerson. But it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Like, I remember watching the NFL draft when I was a kid, and it was Saturday. Okay, cool. I wake up at 8. You know, I got my draft guide sitting here, and it starts at 11:30, and you're, like, itching, waiting for the 15 minutes to be up, and Jerry Jones answering the call from, like, 97 different people. And then the draft was over on Sunday, and basically everybody could go home on Sunday. Now they've taken it to prime time. Cool. I agree. Love it. Do it.
And tonight, They do a money grab and the schedule release.
But the thing is, it's the greatest con work of all time if you're awesome. The NFL.
That's
because
brilliant.
Everybody knows this. Like baseball, the schedule is like the easiest thing to figure out in pro sports. Because baseball has it already dialed in. Like you go to the last game of the year, they give you the magnetic schedule for next year.
For next year, yeah.
They say, here's when you can come back and see us. The NFL's like, hold on. So we're going to make you wait, and then we're going to tell you when you can come see us in like 4 months.
You ready for the Packers to go down to Big D on Thanksgiving?
Is that happening?
I think so, but okay. That's just me.
I saw a leak on that one already out.
Perfect.
Cowboys-Dolphins
I'm just
Thanksgiving.
See, like, this is, but the leaks are just not, I'm just not that interested in the leaks. Like, I can wait until 7 o'clock tonight to find out when it is.
But in these parts, I mean, it's bad timing because of the Bucs game.
And the worst part is, Tim, if I wasn't going to the Bucs game, I'd be hard-pressed not to turn it on and be watching all these dudes talk about, man, that Week 7 game, Chiefs-Patriots. Kidding me? That's going to be a barn burner. I can't wait till the Bills go down to Jacksonville Week 9.
What kind of velo we got on Jeremy here?
Middle of the road. I didn't necessarily see too much of it. He's definitely working himself, though. He's ready to rock and roll. He's been waiting for this moment, gets out of the inning, gets the two outs quickly, 6 pitches,
yep.
3 strikes, out of the inning, donezo.
We're looking low 90s. Peaked at 93 so far. Right,
okay,
around 91 and a half.
That's not horrible. We'll take that.
We'll take that.
Yes.
We'll in a much better situation than that. Go watch the game, man. I'm sorry.
The location of his stuff is more impressive than the velo right now.
But when you can now dominate another day, another time where you're center stage, the NBA playoffs are going on, the NHL playoffs are going on, baseball's in full swing, and the NFL is like, hey, hold on. The champ is still here. So everybody chill out and get ready to wait on pins and needles for when the Seahawks take on the Chargers. Like, we need to know. That Week 7 game is going to be so huge. But I was in Florida, like, I don't know, 13 years ago when they did this schedule release. I was downstairs on, like, the, when that was back when you used to
AOL
pay.
AOL dial-up.
Yeah, and yeah. I used to have to pay money to get myself in. Like, you'd have to pay money to have the internet for, like, 5 minutes. Like, you used to have to do at the library. And I'm sitting there so I could make sure that I printed out the schedule as soon as it was available. Like, I was that nerd. If the Bucks weren't playing in the playoffs tonight, there's a pretty good chance that I would be watching this thing go down. I'd be doing this tonight. I'd be hanging out with everybody else watching the NFL schedule release. And I'd be all about it. It would be a lot of fun. I couldn't wait. Does the NFL need anything else? Like, they already have so much. They don't need necessarily anything else.
I don't quite understand, from a commentating standpoint, how you make this interesting, though. For all NFL fans.
Oh, no, it's always interesting. It's amazing.
So you go through it. All right, here's week one. They put the graphic up. You see it. And then you hear a bunch of dudes talk about the games that your team is not playing, and then you wait for week two. Is that pretty much how it's going to go down?
Well, no.
Right?
First off, what they do is they have to tell you, depending on what, you know, what network you're watching. So if you're watching the NFL Network, they'll tell you all the Thursday night games.
Okay.
Then they'll tell you all the Sunday night games, because I think they like NBC a little bit better. Then they'll tell you all the Monday night games, because they don't like the four-letter network.
Sure.
Now, you're watching it on the four-letter network. Kidding me? We'll go win-loss on every one of the Monday night games. Then maybe we'll go to the AFC South and break it down 1 through 16. Like, they have this thing down pat. They know how they can milk up every single person's Wednesday night to make sure that you're paying attention to the NFL.
414-799-1250. If there is even a single person listening to this show that actually wants to watch this and thinks it's good TV, please give us a call and explain it to me.
I really disagree with you.
Please call and explain it to me how this is interesting.
No, yeah, I mean, you can call in. You don't have to. I just don't
think... Just one person. All I need is one person to explain it to me.
There's a difference in just it scratching the itch. I watch Good Morning Football, like, every day. Like, I watch that in the off season.
Yeah.
But I'm a football nerd. Like, I would watch the schedule release tonight if the Bucks weren't in the playoffs. But now I can stay tuned to the internet and wait and be ready to go and know exactly when the Bucks are taking or when the Packers are going to take on the Bears at home when they're not going to be down in Chicago. That's already known. We know the Packers are opening up week one against the Chicago Bears. We'll find out the rest of the schedule later on tonight. It is just, it's genius. It's more of the NFL's genius. And I marvel in it every year. They already steal. baseball's really hot right now. Oh, yeah. The NBA. A lot of people want to say the NBA is catching us. No. The NFL is just laughing at you as it draws in probably, like, the ratings could come out tomorrow and it could be like 9 million people watched it. That's a success. It's a Wednesday night in April. Who's thinking of Bills Chiefs on a Wednesday night in April? Some dude in Iowa, because he can't wait to find out when his...
Yeah, Creston, Iowa.
When his Packers are taking on the, you know, when that Denver Broncos game is. It might be week 2, might be week 12. You never know. Either way, you know whenever the Packers are taking on the Broncos. All 16 games this year, because I'm not doing the postgame show for that. I will be enjoying a Bofording beer. Bofording is a premium quality beer to its superior ingredients. Only 100% natural barley and hops, along with fresh spring water used in production of Bofording. Plus, you're talking about over 250 years, guys, of family-owned brewing experience. That's right, Bofording is a family-owned brewery that's been together since 1764 in the country of Luxembourg. And since then, they've been crafting their brews to achieve the pinnacle of drinkability and smoothness. Everything in the lineup from the Crisp Pilsner, that's their flagship beer, the Triple Ale, that has 8% ABV by volume, if you were wondering, the Delicious Fruit Ale, or the Balanced Brune, that is selling great, I'm told. They're all designed, all four of those beers, to give you the full flavor that's not going to fill you up. Guys, a little secret about Bofording beer. Unlike other imports, it's not owned by a gigantic corporation. They don't brew it in mass quantities in big barrels that you don't even know what's in the middle of. You don't need a piece of fruit to make it taste good. This beer is good because they've been crafting it for over 250 years the right way with a personal family touch. Bofording, guys, proud to announce now that it's available in more places than ever before. You already knew that you could get it at Discount Liquor. You already knew you could get it at Woodman's and Total Wine and More, where you can get free Bofording. I'm going to tell you that in a minute. But now, beginning this week, it's available in most Festival Foods locations, Sendix, and Piggly Wiggly stores, as well as Sussex Liquor and Hilldale Liquor, along with being on tap at Cafe Benelux, Cafe Hollander, Sport Club, Nomad, Prime Cigar Company. If you're out in Brookfield, you can get a cigar and get a Bofording. As always, whenever you're drinking a Bofording, let Bofording Bill know at Bill Schmidt Radio. Tweet me your Bofording, because it's Bofording, Milwaukee's smooth favorite drinking import. By the way, I told you that you could get free Bofording. That is this Saturday, 12 to 3. This Saturday, noon to 3, at the Total Wine and More locations in Brookfield and in Greenfield. They're giving away Bofording. Before I go out to Miller Park, I'll be stopping out at one of those locations so you can catch a Bofording and Bofording Bill. It's Bofording Beer, Milwaukee's favorite smooth drinking import. 414-799-1250 if you want to join the program. I'm flying solo today on the Wendy's Big Show. Gary and Sparky are back tomorrow. We're back right after this on The Fan. Six-three, the score out at Miller Park. This is the Wendy's Big Show. 414-799-1250, the phone number, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Wendy's fresh, never frozen inbox. You want to get in touch with the program? I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, flying solo today. Appreciate you hanging out on a Wednesday, waiting for the Bayview Shane Blind postgame show. I know many of you are. 6-3, like I said, out at Miller Park. Mike Moustakas cleaning up today in the lineup. Ryan Braun dumped down to the 5-hole, 2 outs in the 8th inning, and it's Andrew Miller up on the mound, a man on for Mike Moustakas as he stays alive. I was talking about a money grab just before the break with the NFL schedule release party tonight. You can call it a party. Like, sooner or later, I think NFL teams are going to smarten up and do the same thing that they do with the NFL draft. Just invite a bunch of people into the NFL, in the Green Bay Packer atrium, the Lambeau atrium tonight. You could probably get 100 people there. Are you kidding me? I'm in Green Bay, Brown County.
The shareholders.
People for sure will go to that. Now, here's even a better money grab, as some people are going to want to either pull over or throw up in their car, depending on what your thoughts of Wisconsin's own Tyler Hero are. He is announcing the hashtag Bucket Tour. Now, Tyler Hero said yesterday that he intends to stay in the NBA draft. He has now let out six places on round one of the Bucket signing tour, where you can find him in Kentucky. He'll be at the KS Bar and Grill in Lexington, Barley Corns in Cold Spring, Kentucky, Jenny Willie's State Fair in Prestonburg, Kentucky. I know that's a big spot. The Mellow Mushroom, huh? The Mellow Mushroom on Saturday, April 27th. If you want to go get a Tyler Hero autograph, that would be the place to go. Talk about a money grab. That's smart. Good for him. Proud of you. Just like I'm proud of the NFL. Like, I dig the NFL schedule release. I get it. Like, why not? If I can sell advertising, get two networks to cover it, and have sports talkers waiting on pins and needles so we can win-loss the team tomorrow on the big show. I mean, I imagine we'll run through it. You know we're not. We have to. Everybody has to. Kendrick's on the north side of Milwaukee.
What's happening, fellas?
What's going on, man?
This is... baby Taos, I got to go. I got an important phone call, but it is a big thing. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, there's that one caller I asked for.
That was outrageous. So
there's the one caller I asked for.
It's one of those situations where, like,
why?
You're... Oh, what?
I can't figure... Explain it to me. It doesn't make sense to me. Why would I want to watch this?
People watch this because it's the NFL.
Right, but couldn't the NFL put on, like, an hour of Chalk Talk or something and get people to watch that, too?
Well, no, because there's not...
Or like an hour-long special explaining the new rules? Why is it the schedule? That's cool.
Well, if you let me talk, I would explain it to you.
Okay.
The reason why they do this is because there's relevancy to it. You haven't seen the schedule yet. Like, they build the anticipation for it. They give you the opponents. They'll tell you who you're going to play. We'll tell you that the day after the season, but hold on with us. It's simply supply and demand. I mean, it's one of the most strategic business practices you can have. Let's hang on to this. People want to know. Hotels want to know. Restaurants want to know. I mean, you call any hotel in the Green Bay area tomorrow looking for a hotel room, you better be on that tonight. Like, you got season tickets, especially the Milwaukee tickets, right? The gold package that the Packers sell, the two games. Man, you got a Monday night game in here? You better have your hotel room right away. Because those things are flying off the shelves. People plan family vacations to go on a road game. Like, there's a lot of people that plan their falls around the NFL schedule. And, like, you only have 8 days. So, say you have season tickets. You're a Houston Texans fan. You have Texans season tickets. You plan 8 weekends around that. So let's wait and see. Like, people don't... I know certain people that have season tickets that won't go to a wedding on a Badger football day because they have season tickets. They're like, I have 7 Saturdays a year. That's all I ask. I have 7 Saturdays a year. Nobody bug me on that. The NFL has it locked up. Like, they have people waiting. They have changed a Thursday night, a Friday night. Like, two of the prime time times when people would go out and, like, be with their families or be, I don't know, enjoying their lives in the middle of April to watch players walk across the stage, shake Roger Goodell's hand. But it's cool. It's the NFL draft. And they've done a similar thing with the schedule release. I think it's amazing. Mike's on the south side of Milwaukee. He's up on the fan. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, make that money. The NFL is king. History tells us anything. NFL is king year-round. If your channel's serving at night, between the bucks time out, you might turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
Who puts a guy on a Kill Mississippi in July with binoculars to watch a guy on a lawnmower hoping he comes to play football again? I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's amazing, too, though.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's capitalism at its finest, Mike. Like, you're able to have people in this country waiting on pins and needles to find out when the Packers are playing the Chiefs and what network's going to cover it. And you're going to know all that tonight.
It's incredible. And you're talking, what was it, the AAF?
The AAF, yes. The league that just folded.
All fail league? What was that, 6 weeks?
Yeah, they made it 8 weeks, I think. Appreciate the call, Mike.
Okay.
And there's right. He's so right. The NFL's king. Like, the AAF was praying that the NFL would, like, throw him a bone so that they could stay in business. The NFL owns this country in sports. Everybody else is seemingly just paying rent. Now, we do have a mock of what the Packers schedule looks like from Cheesehead TV. This was Zachary Jacobson put this together. And people have been kind of mixing and matching the hints that people are letting out of where they think the Packers schedule could possibly be and mocking it out from different leaks that are around the country. You knew that they're going to start out with the Chicago Bears. They'll open the 100th season of football on Thursday night, open the entire season week one against the Chicago Bears. The mock then has them being home for the next 3 weeks, taking on Minnesota, Denver, and Philadelphia. That Philadelphia week four game right now is penciled in, according once again to these leaks, unconfirmed. That would be a Thursday night game. The mock has the Packers with two Monday night games, one at home against Detroit, one on the road against Minnesota, and Mike Clemens will be giving us some hints whenever he knows things going down. Stay tuned to 1057FMTheFan.com. I know Mikey was putting together a story of all the things that he has already found out, games that he knows are confirmed, dates that he knows are confirmed of when the Packers will be playing who in 2019. And let's be honest, like, the way the schedule maps out definitely has something to do with how the season goes. Look at the Brewers. People have been complaining about this schedule ever since it came out, that you're facing St. Louis 6 or 10 times in the first 3 weeks. The Packers had to go on the road for 3 straight games last year. They, coming out of the bye week last year, they had to go to L.A., to the Rams, and then to the New England Patriots. That schedule didn't do them any favors, but you knew that coming into April. And it fired everybody up. I remember last year, I'm looking through the schedule right away. Obviously, got my pen, got my highlighter, mapping out the games that I think the Packers could win. Oh, this could be a trap game. This could be tough. People are waiting on pins and needles for this, and the NFL is just being genius. Would you actually watch? Anthony said he wouldn't watch tonight.
Not a chance.
But the thing is, depending on if, because right now the Brewers are going to be done. I mean, you could watch the replay of this game as we sit in ninth inning, 6-3. If the Bucs weren't playing, I'm gonna bet that there's a chance that you're going to flip this thing on. I think you're lying down. I think you're putting on a front.
No, I'll wait. Let's say, so it's on what, 7-8, 7-9?
Yeah, 7-9.
7-9. All right, at 9:02, I'll pull up my Twitter, Packers, at Packers. Here's our schedule. Cool. Instead of wasting 2 hours of my life, I can just read it in 15 seconds.
Well, that's because you're a bitter old man. Like, I think you're just not enjoying
it. I've just been hanging out with Sparky for 3 years.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. See, now I could see
that. No, I like the draft, right? There's analysis. You're figuring out, you're piecing together how the puzzle's going to come together. I get down with that the schedule matters and it has an influence on the games. I'm trying to figure out how they're going to make it interesting television for 2 hours.
Just how you said it. They analyze all the matchups. They analyze where the strength of schedule could be. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. It's not just, let's throw the PDF of the Packers schedule up. All right, next segment, we're going to do the NFC East. Then the PDFs of the Redskins and Cowboys schedule will come up side by side. Like, they break it down a little bit. They look at the matchups that they're excited for.
So it's not just going to be Andrew Siciliano up there. All right, here is Jacksonville versus Buffalo week 8.
No, I think it'll be a little bit better than that.
Then at 3:15, it's Redskins-Giants.
What they really should do is have, like, Scott Hansen
come in. All right, moving to week 9.
And he just, like, runs through it as quickly as he does with the red zone. So, like, all of a sudden he goes, all right, we're going to go quad screen here, the NFC East. Now, if you look in the middle of that week 8 matchup, we have 2 interdivision games. And, like, that would be good if you just had Scott Hansen try out and get ready for the red zone season. Also, like, red zone has kind of just killed the NFL for me since. Because, like, I struggle just sitting down.
It's overload.
I struggle sitting down. No, 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 no.
It overloads me.
No, it's beautiful. It allows me now to, when, if I'm not watching Tony Romo, who will just call out every single play, I struggle to just watch one broadcast. Like, now I want everything. Like, the Monday night broadcast could probably be awesome. If there were like 3 games going on and I could see red zone, then I'd be a lot happier. Sunday night is good just because the Packers play a bunch of Sunday nights. Does not look like that so far. on what the leaks have. We'll have it all confirmed later on coming up today. And once I said, Mike Clemens, stay tuned to Mike's Twitter account at Mike Clemens NFL and 1057FMTheFan.com for the latest from Mike Clemens on what he sees and the leaks that he hears coming out of 1265. We'll take a timeout, and they're into the bottom half of the ninth inning. Tim Allen standing by. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show going to join me soon. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, flying solo on the Wendy's Big Show today. Anthony Mandela, intern Yoel, on the other side as well. You can join us, 414-799-1250. Keep it right here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.